Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
everyone. Thank you for dialing in or logging in to NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio on tonight. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. You're now listening to the Word. Hallelujah. We thank everybody that is listening. We just pray that you be blessed by the Word on tonight. I'm praying that I know I'll be blessed by the Word. So we just pray that God, you know, he just come in and he take over by his Spirit on tonight, that the Spirit of truth be released, the teacher be released on tonight. And Lord, we just want to thank you for being in the midst. You said we're two or three gathered in your name, for you are here in the midst. We believe that you're here on tonight, oh God. We know that you're here to set us free. We know that you're here to bring deliverance through your word on tonight. We know that your word is a sword on tonight. Come on, we're coming against the works of Satan that is in our life on tonight. You know, Satan is a liar. He's a defeated foe. There's nothing that Satan can do with the people of God. We must know that. We must know who we are. We must know that God's word is true. And I'm here to convince you on tonight that God's word is true. that if God has said something or made a promise in your life, it's going to come a point in time and season where God will spring forth, and he will spring you forth in his word. And I want you to know not to be discouraged, because God is not a man that he should lie. On tonight, I'm here to let you know that his word is not a lie. Satan have come to torment your spirit. He wants you to think that your work has been done in vain, but we serve a mighty God. I'm here to let you know that the word of God is true. The word of God is life to us on tonight, because we can stand on the word of God. We can rest assured that if God said it, that it is going to come. We don't care how long it takes, but when that season comes and when the time comes, the Bible said that God is going to do it swiftly. God is going to do it quickly. So some of us may have had to wait for a while, but when you begin to read the Bible and you begin to read about Joshua and how Joshua, he told the people, look, tomorrow this time we're crossing over into the Jordan. Tomorrow this time God is going to, his promise is going to be fulfilled over our life. So God is revealing the time and the season to go. He said, look, when I give you the instructions, go. When I tell you to go, go. So it's going to be a time where God is going to say, this is the time. He said it's a time for everything. And God is telling me to tell you that this is the time. But when he say go, go, if they would have never went across the Jordan, if the priests would have never stepped their foot and their feet in the Jordan would have never split for them to walk across on dry land. But they had to be obedient. And Joshua, he heard what saith the Lord. He listened to the instructions of God. So we have to listen to the instructions of God. We got to be so in the face of God and seeking him. The Bible said and told Joshua, look, I'm going to be with you as I was with Noah. And when they crossed over the Jordan, the Bible said that the people had a fear in them and a respect and a reverence in them, just how they had with Noah, or had with, with Moses. And so God anointed Joshua, said, I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to speak to you just how I was with Noah. I'm going to anoint you to lead the people. I'm going to anoint you to instruct, but I need you. I need you, Joshua, to hear what I'm saying. I need you to know, Joshua, when it's the season, the cross. I need you to hear me so that you can give them the command to go. And God is saying in this season, I'm telling you to go. I'm telling, this is not the season to wait. Telling you, I'm pushing you and I'm thrusting you into what I've called you to do on tonight. In Ezekiel, I was reading Ezekiel 12, and I just jotted down a couple of scriptures that God just placed in me, and I went and I began to Google them, and, you know, and I began to really read them. And in Ezekiel 12:28, it says that the Lord says, none of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever I say will be fulfilled, declares the sovereign Lord. And so I begin to break that down. And I begin, you know, what really stuck out to me when he said, declare the sovereign Lord. Declare the sovereign Lord. There's something about sovereign. I said, let me look up what sovereign really means. Let's go deeper. So sovereign really means supreme ruler, the supreme being, meaning supreme. And I said, okay, so let's look up supreme. Supreme means highest in rank or authority, sovereign or chief. So the supreme being, The sovereign God is the one that is talking, and he said, and I decree and I declare it on today that what I'm saying, I shall not delay, but I shall do it swiftly. It shall be no more delays in my word. So God knows sometimes it's a delay in his word, and not so much a delay in God's timing, but it's a delay in your timing, because in real time, it seemed like you may have to wait forever for God to really fulfill his promise. But God said, I'm not slow concerning my promise. I'm not slow concerning my word. If I would have thrust you into the promise ahead of time, you may have got destroyed by the giants. You have to understand, when it was time for them to cross the Jordan, and they crossed the Jordan, the natives of that land, hallelujah, the native where they went into, they was afraid of them because they heard about how their God split open the Jordan. It ran all through Jericho. Jericho, they knew who the children of Israel, and they heard about these people that God did miracles with. That God said, on this day, they're going to know that I'm with you. This day, they're going to know about the God that you serve. So they were scared of the Israelites because they heard about what their God did for them. And so they're going to begin to hear what your God has done for you. And they're going to be afraid then to put their mouth on you, put their hands on you, be used by Satan, because that's all people. So they're being used by Satan. Satan don't love nobody. Satan don't have a heart. Satan don't have a bit of love in him. His mission is to kill, steal, and destroy, and to take as many of us to hell as he can. The Bible said that Satan came to deceive the whole world, not just some of us. The Bible said he come to deceive every last one of us, even the elect of God, if it was possible. He's even testing those that is so rooted and grounded in God. He's testing them too. He's coming after them to make them fall too. Yes, Lord, we thank you for being the supreme being. Hallelujah. He's the supreme. He's the ultimate ruler. There's nothing higher than God. It's no authority. It's no power higher than our God. Why wouldn't you want to serve a God that is mighty? That is mighty. God is mighty. So we got to come against what is going on in the land. So the Israelites, when they crossed the Jordan, they had to deal with the giants. We were talking about how David had to slay Goliath. And so it's some giants that you're going to have to kill. They had to fight when they crossed over. It seemed like, well, now in this generation and this time, we fighting against, like, false prophets and, you know, the leaders that's not doing right. And I was reading, matter of fact, I was reading Ezekiel 34 today, and it was talking about, yeah, go prophesy against the shepherds. Come on. Against the shepherds of Israel. Come on. This is what God is saying. And God is saying, look, he said, go, matter of fact, I'm just going to pull it up. I'm going to pull up Ezekiel 24. Hallelujah. Just let me pull it up, and we're going to read that. Lord, we thank you. Because God said it's time for us to speak. It's time for us to fight. We're crossing over into the Jordan. We're crossing over into the promised land. We're crossing over to, you know, a land filled with milk and honey. Come on, but in that same time, God said, but you got to fight these giants. You got to fight these giants, saith the Lord. But I'm just pulling up the scriptures, because I want us to walk into the promises of the Lord. Because God is ready to bless us. But he's ready to do everything that he said he want to do it. He's going to do it. I promise you. And he's going to do it swiftly. We just got to be in position. We just got to be ready. We just need to understand. Hallelujah. We just need to understand what God is saying and, you know, what season we are in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting to the scriptures, y'all. This is called the Word. How we just going to go to the Word. It's not Pastor Thea's word, but it's the Lord's word. It's what God say. Mm-hmm. That's what we think, yeah. Make sure it's the right version that we're looking for. I don't know. I think I might have wrote down the wrong scripture with this people. Well, we thank you. I'm going to find the scripture. Hold on. I'm just going to go back. Well, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, you know how to say it, so just clap your hands. I'm going to find the scripture. I'm going to find the scripture. Okay, y'all, I'm getting it. I'm sorry. I just feel that I have to read this scripture. This is called the Word. It's in Ezekiel 24. And it said, I don't know why, I just want to get the right version. That's all. That's all. I like the, you know, I like the King James. Yes, I'll be thinking. And so it's Ezekiel 24:2. And it said, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say it to them, This saith the Lord God unto the shepherds. Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that feed themselves. It said, Should not the shepherds feed the flock? And so this is a season where we have to cry loud in the spirit night. I was looking to, I want you to understand that God has given us authority. And it may seem like I'm about to shift, but we're about to shift because we want to talk about the giants that we have to slay now, that we have to come against right now that it's in our life. These are the Goliaths that's in our life. We understand once we cross over into the Jordan, and we're crossing over into the Jordan, it's going to be a fight to possess the land. Now we got to go and possess the land. Now we got to go and purge the land and kill everything that's not like God. That's why God gave Samuel the instructions to go in and slay everything, leave nothing. And so this is what God is calling us to do. Now I need you to go and kill everything that's not like God. Everything in the land, all the giants in the land, I need you to slay it. And some giants in the land, it's spirits of poverty and spirits of lack. But God said, look, I've called you into a land, a prosperous land, flowing with milk and honey. He said, I'm going to bring you into a place where you're going to have vineyards that you don't have to plant and houses that you won't have to build. So this is the promised land, and this is the promise and the inheritance of those who serve God. Those have confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. I need you to know that we have an inheritance according to the word of God.
We have promises in the book that will be fulfilled. God has not called us to only believe in part of his word. In the other part, we're not going to believe. But God said, look, I promise, look, Abraham, the seed of Abraham, there is a promise over you. You have an inheritance. And God said, I want to give you that inheritance. I want to bless you. I want to take care of you. If I take care of the birds and if I take care of the animals, what make you think I don't want to take care of you? My creation. I love my creation. But I want my creation to worship me. I want my creation to serve me. So when you go into this land, don't mingle with the foreigners. Don't mingle with them because you're going to take on their customs. Don't take on their customs. Don't marry within their tribe. Don't link up with the unbeliever, the one that don't believe in what you believe in, the one that's going to be a hindrance to your walk. Don't couple up with them because I brought you into this land to drive that out. I brought you into this land to kill all of the giants and to demolish all of the idols that is in the land. So don't get mesmerized with what is going on in the promise in the land and the things that's in the land, because you understand that the giants was there and the milk and honey was there and it was people dwelling in this land, and you think they really want to give up this land? Because remember that they were stricken with even a spirit of fear because they heard about this God. They knew about the children of Israel in the wilderness. People, that they heard about the Red Sea. They heard about the Jordan. They heard about the miracles of God. But God said, it's time for us now to slay the giants. It's time for us to come against the Jezebels in this land. This is the fight and the giants that we have to fight now. It's time for us to call down fire. It's time for us to fight according to the spirit. We may not be cutting nobody's ear off. We may not be, you know, physically in a physical fight how David was with Goliath. But see, we have to understand that David, it was a spiritual fight because David talked about, look, I got the army of God with me. I got the whole heavenly host with me. So it wasn't just fight, but it also was a spiritual fight, and we're in a spiritual battle. We're in a spiritual warfare. Don't you understand when you're chosen by God and you have received Christ in your heart that you have now entered into a spiritual battle? The children of Israel was the people of God, and they were servants of the Most High God. So when you become a servant of the Most High God, you're going to be called now in battle, in a spiritual warfare. So we're walking under new covenant. We're walking under, you know, with a devil that is operating in this worldly realm right here to destroy God's people, to destroy God's creation. But God loved us so that he gave his only begotten son for you and for me, and he gave us some promises. He said, you have some promises. God had promises that he had fulfilled over Abraham, Isaac. He had over some of our grandparents' prayers. God said, I still have to fulfill those prayers. God said, I'm not a man that I should lie. But when you pray for a certain thing, God said, I'm going to grant that prayer. So it's prayers that's hanging around, and God is waiting for the time and the season to manifest that prayer in your life. You don't know who praying for you. You don't know who covering you. You don't know who God has dropped your name in their heart in the midst of prayer. You don't know who's calling out your name and lifting it up to the heavens. And one verse, let me tell you something. Jesus is making intercession for each and every last one of us. Jesus is standing in the gap for every last one of us. He want to make sure that the promises of God manifest in every last one of our life. He said, look, I'm going to give you a gift. The greatest gift is the power and the gift of the Holy Ghost, fire of God. He said, I want you to possess what I have created you to possess. We are called to go out and help those in the world. We are called to help the sick and the needy. We are called. We are commissioned, saith the Lord. We are commissioned. We're not commissioned to go out and make wealth for ourselves, but to make wealth for the kingdom, to empower the people, to make sure that the people are taken care of. But the Bible said the love of money is the root to all evil. So we have many people that want to preach the gospel because they want a paycheck. They want an offering. They want these things where they don't really want to do the work of God. And God is calling us in this season to maintain what he's given us in the promised land. He said, look, I didn't gave you blessings after blessings after blessings. I didn't gave you mercy. And all. He said, but now I need you to understand really what I called you to do. I need you to fight these giants, to slay these giants. So why would God get, you know, put them into the promised land and flowing with milk and honey, and then they had to fight for it? But God was with me. He said, but I'm with you, though. I need you to destroy the wickedness that is on this land. It was wicked. They was wicked. They was praying to other gods. They did not like the Israelites. So God knew. So I need you to go because, see, you're fighting in my power. The Israelites had an army. That same army that was with David was with the Israelites, but they just didn't see. But Joshua says, open up their eyes so they can see that it's more for us than against us. And then he opened up the servant's eyes, and he saw the army of God all around them. So I'm praying that God open your eyes and you see that it's more for you than against you. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That you have power over every power of the enemy to slay the giants, to slay the devil, to back up hell off of your life because of the anointing that dwell and the fire that dwell within you, that you have the power and you have the authority. Yes, we know that God is love, but God is also a God of war. And he said, I'm coming to destroy everything that's not like God. Yeah, God, he's a God of war because he's going to protect those that he loves. He's going to protect those that he loves. So he understands that it's wickedness and it's darkness out there that is trying to destroy his children. And that's why Satan is so upset. He said, who are these people, God, that you're so mindful of them? Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Who are they? Who are they? He said, look, I bet you if you take everything from Job, he's going to curse you. And God said, nah, not that one. No, maybe the other one over there. He said, but God, and matter of fact, guess what? It was God that considered Job. He said, have you considered my son Job? So what if God considered you for testing? And that did to me, I was like, oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because it was God that told Satan. God said, Satan, where you been? I've been back and forth on the earth seeking to see who I may devour. He said, look, I can't find nobody. Then God said, have you considered Job? Then Satan said, consider Job. He said, but don't you have a hedge of protection around Job and everything that Job owned? You got a hedge. God said, I take it down. So prior to that, Satan could not touch you until God allowed it. So sometimes God give access. So sometimes you get an attack. You know, the enemy wants you to think, oh, it's you. How the enemy have Job thinking. Job was cursing the day that he died. But you don't even know that it was God that said, I'm going to take the hedge down and watch them not, but watch them not curse me. They curse themselves and they blame themselves before they curse me. Saying that if God consider you for testing, oh my God, you're about to be blessed. Because everything that they stole and they took from Job, God replaced it even more so. God was there, said, go here, but you can take everything but his soul. And the one thing, the awesome thing about that spirit, that story that God shared us about Job is when he got the turnaround and he began to pray. When his friends begin to, you know, accuse him of doing something that he wasn't supposed to do, what did you do, Job? What did you do to cause this horrible thing to come about you and your family? What did you do? And Job went and returned, and he began to pray for his friends, for even thinking that way and saying the things. He had a forgiving heart, but his friends didn't understand. That's how people, they don't understand. They think because you're going through some things, you're going through some things because it's something that you did. But God is not looking at the things that you did. He's looking at your heart. It's a heart thing on today. I'm searching your heart and I'm searching your mind, and I know your intentions, and I know you have a heart after me, and I know that this one right here is a true worshiper. I know, because see, they worship me every Sunday and in spirit and in truth. I see them. I smell their sweet aroma. I know this one right here. I know that they steadfast in my presence. I know that when the enemy come, they're in my presence, because Job was up there doing sin offers and praying unto God, giving offers unto God in case his children was sinning. And so he's up there in the midst of him praying, in the midst of him worshiping God. He was getting bad news after bad news. Come on, he in church, but bad news steady coming. So sometimes you be in the midst of prayer and you be, you know, fasting, and you really be somewhere with God, and all this bad stuff just be happening and testing coming. The enemy is coming after you, trying to get you to stop. But Job never stopped. He never stopped worshiping God. He never stopped giving God. When he had nothing else to give, he shaved his hair. What he had, he shaved it off, and he offered his hair unto God. He sacrificed. That's why he was a wealthy man. And understand that Job was one of the wealthiest men even before Satan came to test him, because God had blessed the works of his hand. He had a hedge of protection around him. Job was favored by God. And so are you, God said. He said, I favor you on tonight, but I allow Satan to test you for a season, because it was all about your faith. I didn't allow him to do it to destroy you. I did it that your faith may be stronger, and I needed him to know who you were, and I needed you to know who I was. And through it all, I believe that Job got even closer with God in the midst of his turmoil and his, when he was going through his suffering and his pain and the persecution from the people for God's name's sake. So when you go through for the sake of God, you're going to be blessed. 7:4, you're going to be blessed out of your socks. And not that we're sitting here waiting for the blessing, because Job wasn't waiting for the blessing. But God said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bless you, though. I'm going to give you back everything that Satan stole from you. I'm going to do it better. I'm going to give you something for your pain and your suffering. I'm going to do it for you, God said. But will you believe? Will you believe on today that God is going to do it for you? He is a mighty God, and it's time for us to understand that the word, it works for us. The promises of God work. It worked for you. It worked for your family. It worked for your children. Yeah, the prayer worked for your children, too. How about that? Satan wants you to think that your children, I don't know, your children covered. You're covered. Your vision is covered. Saith the Lord, it's going to come to pass. If he said it, he said, I'm going to do it. What did we say in the beginning? He said, my words. He said, the Lord says, none of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever I say will be fulfilled. I declare the sovereign God. He said, I declare. So I'm not a man that I should lie. God said, I can't lie. I can't lie. Every word that I say is going to come to pass. It's written. Don't you know that every word of God is his word? If he said it, it's going to come to pass. If it's in the word and you line up with that word, guess what? It has to come to pass. Speak that word. Pray that word over your life. Know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. God said you have not because you ask not. Ask anything in prayer and see when God do it for you. Ask God and get on your knees and start praying. Get on your knees and start fasting and praying. Start worshiping God and see when some things unlock. I promise you, if you turn your plate down, I promise you, if you turn that worship on, if you open up your mouth to God, he's going to answer you. Why? Because the word says so. The word says so. We're going to shift just a little bit, because we're talking about prayer. We want the promises of God, right? We want everything that God said that we can have. But he's saying some of them, we're not opening up our hearts, and we're not believing. This is why the children of Israel never made it over to Jordan. Some of them, that generation, they never made it. It was their children that made it. They wandered for 40 years because of their disbelief and their mumbling and their complaining. But no, God is saying, no, not y'all. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. We're not going to murmur. We're not going to complain about the laws of God. They was murmuring and complaining. Yes, you know, and God was taking care of them. That's the funny part. God was taking care of them. Their shoes didn't run out. He was feeding them. They wanted meat, so they got meat. They wanted, you know, they didn't want to eat the manna. God gave them water in the desert, and they was complaining. God killed them. But that wasn't enough. They made a gold calf in the wilderness when they supposed to have been worshiping God. When God allowed them to come across the Red Sea, escape from Pharaoh in bondage, they came against Moses in the wilderness. They said, who do you think you are? You ain't God. Oh, they disrespected Moses. Yes, they did.
They tried to overturn Moses and all this stuff. And then God said, y'all expect to go into the promised land. Y'all want disrespect. You know, the people that are called by God, you're not going to enter into the promises of God being rebellious. And we're not going to enter into the promise of God murmuring and complaining. That's what the Bible said, be content. Be content in whatever state that you're in. Be content knowing that the God that we serve can bring you out. If he do it for that one, he can surely do it for you. So if he allowing you to go through and testing you, that's you. Take it with an S on your chest and be happy. I'm like, that's right, I'm being tested. I know I'm going to come out. It's pure gold. I know God not going to let Satan destroy me. Because the Bible said no weapon formed against me shall not prosper. I know because God said I have power over every power of Satan. So even when Satan is coming against you and testing you, you have to know that the power of God that lies within you is greater than any power that Satan could send your way to you, your family, or your household. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. You shall not be afraid. You shall not move. You shall fix your face like flint in the face of Satan, just like Goliath and David. When David and Goliath was going into battle, David was charging as well. He was head on. He confronted Goliath. Elijah confronted. He called them on. Matter of fact, he called them. He said, look, y'all come. Bring them together. Gather them. He was the one that said, gather them together. He didn't wait for them to come to him and try to kill him or do away with him. He said, bring them here. Bring them here. Bring them to the round table. Many of them, these days, they're going to be scared. And yet, these prophets, these days, they're scared. They ain't going to want to confront a real prophet. They're not going to want to confront a real person of God. I'm here to let you know. Satan, no, he don't want to. Them demons be shaken. So who are you? You know, you come to, you know, destroy me. They said, well, not who you are, because they know who you are. They said, you come to destroy me before my time, before my assignment is up? Yep. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, yep. I'm here. I come here to destroy you. You about to go and jump into the river. You think you're going to go into the pig? Go ahead and go into the pig. I'm going to cause them pigs to jump over the cliff. So I'm here to let you know. We want to walk into the promise. Y'all need y'all to unlock some things in prayer. God said y'all need to open up your mouth and ask these things in the midst of prayer and see won't they work. Philippians 4:6-7. And it said, prayer is primarily seen as a two-way dialogue between you and God. It is not about making requests, but expressing gratitude, confessing sins, and applying connections with God in a worship and adoration. So, you know, it's also, it said making a request, but expressing gratitude as well. But we're making a request to God. We're making a request that God answer us, putting a request up to God. He said, do not be anxious. This is the scripture. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Let your request be known. So we're going to unlock some things in prayer. We're going to unlock the promises of God in prayer. Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings and deep moanings. Now, sometimes we don't even know. We don't even know what we need, how we need it. But God said, look, I know exactly what you need. The Holy Ghost know exactly what you need. Because sometimes we ask him for stuff we don't need, and sometimes we ask him for stuff that is not the will of God. And it may not be, you know, seeing something so bad. It's just not the will of God for you to do that. That's not just what God called you to do. So he's not allowing it to work out in your favor because he's called you to do something else. That's why we got to make sure that what we're doing and what we put in our hands to is what God called us to do. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person has great power as it is working. So we got to pray for even one another that we may be healed. You know, that's number one. We really, one of the greatest prayers, because once you get healed, you can walk easily into the promise. God had to get rid of a whole generation of, no, we don't know God. We want to be healed. Lord, just heal me. Don't get rid of me. Don't get rid of me, God, because I want to walk into the promise. And I'm reading these scriptures because I want you to know that we serve a God that hears us. I want you to talk to him. I want you to talk to him. I want you to talk to God and know that the God that we serve, he hears. He's listening. He said that my children, my people cry out and I hear them. He didn't only say that I hear them. He said that I answer them. They cry out to me, and I answer them. He said the children of Israel, when they was in bondage, he said, I hear the cries of my people, and that's why he sent them a Savior. He said, because I heard them crying out to me. He heard them. These are the hand-picked people that he picked, God's people. So he hear you. He hear you. He said, weeping may endure for the night, but joy shall come in the morning. It shall come. Pray. I just want to read a couple of the prayer scriptures. We're not really talking about that, but I want to encourage you to pray. To pray without ceasing so that God can order your footsteps, so God can speak to you, that you can move, because sometimes we think we're moving in the right direction. And we're not moving in the right direction. We're not really doing what God has called us to do. God will anoint you for what he called you to do. He'll give you patience for what he called you to do, no matter how long it took. Don't you know that God had to have given Noah patience with his assignment? God would give you patience with your assignment, that you won't get frustrated. That you won't get frustrated working. Noah couldn't have got frustrated working. It took him so long to build this boat that he didn't give up. He never stopped until the last nail was in the boat, to the last piece of wood was where it needed to be. And then who shut the window? God. And he was not slack. He was not slack about doing his father's business. And we can't be slack, or we cannot lose patience with God because we're waiting on God's season to move swiftly. God said, but when the season comes, see, that's a good thing. When the season comes, we can't wait on our season. But when he comes, he said, I'm going to be quick. I'm going to do it swiftly. And Satan know he sees. So Satan is spiritual, right? So them demons, they saw who Jesus was. They identified who he was. They identify who you are. They're not attacking you for no reason. They identify who Job was. He said, yeah, I know Job, the one that you got the hedge of protection around. You know, the one that belonged to you. The one that you won't let nobody get to, the one that you won't let me touch because the hedge is all around him. So Satan, he know who you are. He see who you are. He mad. He's mad because he can't get to your house. He's mad because he can't destroy you the way that he wanted to destroy you. Because you got the hedge around you. But he don't want you to see the hedge. He don't want you to know that he wants you to come outside of the gate. He wants you to come outside of safety. That's what he wants. He wants you to forfeit everything that God said that you can have. He wants you to forfeit your blessing. He wants you to forfeit your inheritance. You have an inheritance. We were talking about early in church. Look, we're living for eternity. We're living for a lifetime to spend with God, to get back to the Father. That is what we're living this life for. This life that we're living now, we need to live it for God. We need to live it so that when we lay down to rest and our soul is lifted, that we're going to be with Christ in the sky. That's how you need to live your life. This is how God wants to live our life. He wants us to walk according to the promises of his book. He wants us to be such a light in this world that we will turn other people to him, that we will lead other people to him. So not only when they went into this land, into the promised land, it was also the Gentiles that they're dealing with. And God is saying, look, Jesus said, look, now go and convert them. Now it's for them too. Tell them to turn. Tell them to turn idols down, put their other gods down, and serve me. And guess what? Many Gentiles turned. Many Gentiles was added. So those ones that you don't think that will love God and that will accept Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they will put their idols down. They will put their false gods down if we would just preach the gospel to them. Preach the gospel to them, because many of them, they heard about our God. They know about our God. So don't you dare forfeit what God has called you to do. Don't forfeit the promise. That's what God said. Don't forfeit the promise. I'm sorry, I just have to get something to drink. Hallelujah. We thank God. We're not here to forfeit the promise. We're going and we're crossing the Jordan. We're waiting on God to go. And he's gone before us. He went before us. God said, look, I'm crossing. I'm crossing with you. I'm the one that's splitting. Matter of fact, who he sent? He sent the priest. He said he sent the priest across first with the Ark of the Covenant. And once the priest's feet touched the water, then the water began to separate and to begin to stand up. This is what the Bible says. So know that you're not going by yourself. Don't you understand that God was with them even through the wilderness, even through crossing the Jordan, even in the land of milk and honey? God was with them fighting the giants. God is not going to bring you to a fight that you're not equipped to fight. He's already equipped you. He's already gave you strategy. He's already put in you everything that you need to possess the land. Then God said, I want you to go and possess the land. Don't be afraid of the giants. Don't be afraid of the things that you see, because this is a spiritual walk. This is a faith walk. We're walking by faith and not by sight. We're walking according to the word and what God has said to us on tonight. By faith, God, I believe. I believe that you said that your words is going to no longer be a delay, but you're going to fulfill it. And you're going to do it quickly. It's going to be no more delay in your word. I believe it. And so this is how we activate the word of God, through our belief. We're not just reading. He said, don't just be hearers of my word, but be doers. Be believers. believe what God is saying. I am going to go and I'm going to cross the Jordan, and guess what? I'm going to slay everything that's not like God. I'm not going to mingle with those that are the gods. I'm not going to mingle with those that don't worship my God. I'm not going to fellowship. But I'm going to slay everything that's not like God, every giant. That's what he said. He said, look, go. And when I say that, these giants, he said, go and prophesy against these shepherds. Go and deal with, now we got to deal with Israel. Back then they was dealing with giants and this and that. We still got to deal with giants, but now we, in this day and time, we got to still deal with what they were dealing with back in, even in the Bible, because he was telling Ezekiel, he sent Ezekiel to prophet to go to prophesy to the leaders of Israel, because they were robbing God's people and they didn't give them, you know, what God has called them to give them spiritually. And they said, if you read the book, and it's in Ezekiel chapter 34, begin to read how the reason why God sent Ezekiel to prophesy against them, because they were living lavish, not the people. They wasn't feeding the people. They wasn't tending to the people the way they should. And he said, look, let them know that God said this. He said it again, the sovereign God, the sovereign Lord is telling you this. This message comes from the sovereign Lord. And so it's not me. We see, we just a messenger. But God is the one that sent the message. This message don't come from me. This is not my word that I'm speaking tonight. It's the word of God. But he said, look against them. Let them know what saith the Lord. So go and deal with the giants that's in your life, the giants that's trying to torment you, and the giants that is defiling the church. Because right now these false prophets, you're defiling the church. These false pastors, you're defiling the church. You're mocking God. You're quenching the Holy Ghost. You're blaspheming against God's Holy Ghost in the spirit. This is what is going on. No fear of God. And God said, I'm going to put the fear back in them. I'm going to let them know that the sovereign God is on the scene. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the creator of all of this. He said, I'm going to let them know who's in charge. This is what God is saying. I'm about to shake up some things to let them know that man is not in charge, but I, God, the creator of all things, is the one that's in charge, the one that can do anything, the one that can do what man cannot do. You don't want to be like the false prophets that are calling and cutting on herself and their God never show up. But we call on a God and he show up. And he show up. He show up on our behalf every time. He said that we cry out to him. He said, I will answer them. I will hear them and I will answer them. This is what God is saying. So it's time for us to walk as the children of God and walk in our promise and walk in the inheritance that God has promised us. I believe and I know that what God is saying is true and exact, because he's not a man that he should lie. So we thank everybody on tonight, and it's just 10 o'clock on the dot. Hallelujah, it's happening. Just look. And I said, well, okay, I'm going to wrap it up because I can go on and on and on and on. God is good. And we just thank you, God, for just keeping us through this week. You know, this was a test-filled week. If that's the word, test-filled, I don't know. I'll be making up words sometimes. But there was a lot of tests going on. Hallelujah, this week. And we just thank God that we pressed through. And, you know, I just thank God for all the words that he spoke on today. And, you know, this is the Sabbath. This is our Sabbath. This is the day that we set aside for the Lord. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you, for you are a mighty God. You're an awesome God. And we thank you for leading us into the promised land. We know that you're going to help us slay the giants, that you are there. We know that you're going to answer our prayer. You hear us. You're going to perform it quickly and swiftly. Anything that you said, that you're not be slack concerning your word. You're not going to postpone your words that you say to us, but it's going to happen just like that. And Lord, we stand on that tonight. We thank you and we believe it. We believe that you're going to open up doors on our behalf. We believe that everything that you called us to, oh God, you're going to see us through, oh God. You're going to anoint the work of our hands, oh Father God. You're going to make your visions clear to us, oh Father God. You're going to speak to us, oh God, and you're going to pour your wisdom into us that we may make right decisions, oh Father God. Lord, you're going to pour your spirit into us, oh Father God, and your power and the power of the Holy Ghost is going to be like fire shut up in our bones. You're going to thresh us forth, oh God, and we thank you right now in advance for what you are about to do, God. We're going to give you all the glory, oh God. Keep us humble in the blessings, oh God. Lord, keep our mind straight and our mind right and our eyes on you, oh God, on our purpose and on our vision, oh Father God. Let us not get sidetracked like so many other leaders do, oh Father God, and people do, oh God, but we're going to keep our eyes on you, oh God. It's going to be kingdom agenda. It's going to be about your will being done in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, empower us right now in the mighty name of Jesus to do your will, oh God, to do your work, oh God. Lord, let us not sleep, let us not slumber, oh God. Let us not slack according to what you called us to do, oh God. And Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for the strength, oh God, to keep on going and not to give up on the vision, oh Father God, that we're going to press through to the end. We're going to complete this race, oh Father God. We're going to do exactly what you called us to do. We will not be afraid of the giants that is in the land, but we will slay them like David slayed the lion and the bear and the giant. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, Lord. We thank you because we know that you've given us power over every power of the enemy. And you said, by no means shall anything harm us, Lord. We thank you for that on tonight, oh God. We thank you for the armor right now, oh God. We thank you right now for the mind, the renewed mind, oh God. We thank you for the upright spirit, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you for insight, oh God, that we're not blind, oh God. We thank you that we hear your voice, oh Father God, and another voice, a stranger voice, we shall not follow, oh God. Lord, we thank you for putting your word in our heart, oh God. And Lord, we thank you that we speak your word, oh God, and it's a two-edged sword coming out of our mouth, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for not being deceived and tricked by Satan, oh God. We thank you for revealing and exposing every plan of Satan against our life. We thank you for discernment of spirits right now, that we can try the spirit by the spirit and see if that spirit is of God. Lord, we thank you right now for the fire right now of the Holy Ghost that live and dwell inside of us. Lord, we thank you right now that we have power to tread on serpent and scorpions, and by no means shall thing harm us. God, we thank you for the hedge of protection that is around us and everything that we own around our children. Oh, Father God, Lord, we thank you right now that the ministry right now is covered by you, covered by God in the mighty name of Jesus. We are protected, divine protection right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The angels is encamped all around us. You have given charge, the angels charge over us even right now. We know that every prayer right now is being answered in the name of Jesus. Lord, we trust and we believe in your word. We stand on your word. We stand on every promise of the book on tonight. We walk into our inheritance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, because we know that you're going to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Who Jesus has set free is free indeed. We are free through the blood right now, the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we thank you right now, so we know that the blood still works. Hallelujah. The blood protects in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for pouring out your Spirit, hallelujah, on tonight. And whatever you do, God, don't take your Spirit, hallelujah, from us, oh God, Lord, but keep us on fire for you. Keep us thirsty after you and hungry after you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we know it's power in the name of Jesus. Demons got to flee in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, sickness and diseases is dried up in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you. We had 10,000 tongues. I say it all the time. We couldn't thank you enough, God. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for making a way of an escape and pulling us out of darkness into the marvelous light. God, we thank you right now for the promises of God over our life. Lord, we thank you right now for crossing us over the Jordan right now into the promised land, with the land flowing with milk and honey. Lord, we thank you right now in advance for what you're doing. You're a mighty God. You're awesome, God. There's no other God but you. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God. Yes, Jesus, we thank you. You're a mighty God. You're awesome, God. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, God, we thank you on tonight, God. For your word is true. Your word is exact on tonight, God. Yes, God, I just want to give you the thanks. And we give you the honor on tonight. Yes, he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. I'm just trying to get myself together. Hallelujah. I just made myself excited. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about God. I'm excited about the word. Hallelujah. The word just does something, because the word is living. You know, the word is truth. Like, the word activates. It's not just words on the book. Like, when you activate the word of God and you step into that spiritual realm, hallelujah, you get excited because you know that God's word is true. And I just sit here on tonight and I reflect, hallelujah, on what God has been saying. And he's saying, look, I'm about to do my word. I'm about to perform my word, and I'm going to be swift about it. That's an excitement in your spirit. That's like, that just ignite the fire. It's like, oh my gosh, I feel like jumping, hallelujah, out of my skin, hallelujah, because I believe God and I trust God. I trust in everything that he say. I believe. So you can see, so you can't really trust in what men say all the time to come to pass, or for them to come through with their word, but you can always depend on God. He's somebody that you can always depend on. See, men, sometimes we have good intentions, you know, but we're not God. We want to play God, and we want to make things happen that we don't even have no control. It's a God thing. And we're trying to make things happen for people. Like, we're the hero, but God said, I'm the hero. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. So we need God. We can't do anything without the power of God that's on our life. I'm here to let you know on tonight, don't be deceived by the things of this world. Don't be deceived by what Satan can do, because he can lay a trail down to lead you straight to hell. You ever seen what was on I've seen it on TV where they left a trail of candy for the kids, and the kids then come on. So Satan is leaving a trail for some people. But see, God people is walking by faith. We're walking according to the word. We're not walking by sight. But Satan is using, you know, things of this world to lure you on his side. But he can't offer you eternity. He can't offer you what God can offer you. I'm here to let you know on today. And I'm wrapping it up. Hallelujah. Because God really wants you to walk into your inheritance. He really don't want you to forfeit the inheritance that he had for you and the promise that is over your life. He's ready to fulfill it. He's ready to do what he said that he was going to do for you. God told me to tell you on tonight, don't listen to Satan. Don't be lured in by the things of this world, the glitz and the glamour. God said, don't be fooled in this season. Don't forfeit your blessing, saith the Lord. Pastor Dorothea Patterson, we thank you for dialing into the word. And we thank you for everybody that is supporting and listening and downloading and coming back and listening. We pray that you're blessed. We pray that what you've been praying for, God has been speaking to you, that God has been giving you the answers that you need because the answer is in the word of God. Your answer is in the book. You don't got to seek man for an answer. You seek God for the answer. And he has sent a man to speak to you, but he also speak to you through his word. And so God want to first speak to you through his word. If we don't know the word of God, you don't want nobody speaking to you because you don't know it's true. It's lining up with the word of God. We don't need psychics in this hour. We need a word from the Lord. We don't need nobody guessing or teaching according to their feelings, not in this season, because your life depends on it. It's not a game. It's not a game. It's like going to school and the teacher then taught you something totally wrong, and then when it's time to take those state tests, you done got it wrong because the teacher then taught you something wrong. Nah. We can't afford that. We can't afford that. We need to make sure that we're on point. God bless y'all. God love you guys. Walk into your inheritance. Walk into the promises. God is waiting. God is waiting. He is so willing. He is so willing to pour you out a blessing that you cannot mentally receive. But just line up. He's ready. He's ready to give you the peace that you need. He's ready to give you, you know, the comfort and the stability that you need. I pray all the time, God, I just need stability. I want to be stable so I can do what you call me to do. We need stability in our life. That's one reason I believe that God had me into housing, because housing is a stability. We need to be stable. We need to have the fundamental things in life. So, God, we're just praying for the fundamental things, oh, God. We don't need the big mansions and the Bentleys and, you know, I know I don't need all that, God. I just want your will to be done. Lord, I just want to be in a place where I'm able to do what you call me to do. I don't want no hindrance in my life. I don't want nothing to stop me from doing what you call me to do, whether it be finances, whether it be time, whether it be, you know, my body being in perfect health, to do your will, God, to do your will. So God want to bless you, because the great inheritance is when we make it into heaven. That's the ultimate goal. We're not chasing after anything in this world. No, no, God is going to bless you right here, right now in this world. But God said, look, the greater inheritance is the kingdom of God. No more crying. Where there is going to be peace. Yes, saith the Lord. seek ye the kingdom of God, and everything else is going to be added. This is what God is saying. He's talking to those that have been seeking his face. God said, you're about to cross over into the Jordan. God bless. Pastor Dorothy Patterson, meet us back here on Wednesday for our 9 o'clock Bible study. Then we have Friday intercessory prayer. Sunday at 7:30, we have Pastor Todd Quasier with Kingdom Talk. Hallelujah, awesome show. Tonight, we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. And then you have me, Pastor Thea, at 9 o'clock on Sundays with the Word. God bless. Thank you for dialing into NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio. This was The Word by Pastor Dorothea Patterson. God bless and good night.